This program is made available to the IAAIS Program Share and was recorded at the Audio Reading Service of the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for people with print impairments.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the Audio Reading Service at the Ellen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be sharing recipes with you from Taste of Home magazine. And I'll begin with the slow cooker. Let's suppose that you have four boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, 6 ounces each, and you'd like to prepare them in the slow cooker. I have three recipes for you. One will be a lemon basil chicken. The second will be a buffalo chicken. The third will be a lime taco chicken. You'll need a 3-quart slow cooker. And for the lemon basil chicken, you will need, in addition to the chicken breast halves, lemons, fresh basil, and chicken stock. Now, these are the specific amounts. Of course, the 4 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, 6 ounces each, 2 medium lemons, 1 bunch of fresh basil leaves, that's about 3/4 of an ounce, and 2 cups of chicken stock. Place the chicken breasts in a 3-quart slow cooker. Finally, grate enough zest from the lemons to measure 4 teaspoons. Cut the lemons in half, squeeze the juice from the lemons, and add the zest and juice to the slow cooker. Tear the basil leaves directly into the slow cooker, add the chicken stock, and cook covered on low until the meat is tender, approximately 3 to 4 hours. When cool enough to handle, shred the meat with 2 forks. Now, perhaps you might like to put that into a chicken salad sandwich. You might want to make it into pieces of chicken that you will put with vegetables. How you use it, that's up to you. But there you have that lemon basil chicken all ready to go. Some for now, and perhaps put the rest of it in the refrigerator for tomorrow, and you will have plenty of chicken on hand. So again, that's for lemon basil chicken. The 4 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, 6 ounces each, 2 medium lemons, 1 bunch of fresh basil leaves, and 2 cups of chicken stock. Now, perhaps one of your favorite things is buffalo chicken wings. Well, here is a buffalo chicken recipe that uses those same amount of 4 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves. In addition, you're going to need an envelope of ranch salad dressing and 1 cup of buffalo wing sauce. So, 3 ingredients. The 4 chicken breast halves, 1 envelope of ranch salad dressing mix, and 1 cup of buffalo wing sauce. Now, in a 3-quart cooker, again, combine 2 tablespoons of the salad dressing mix with 1/2 cup of the wing sauce. Combine that until well blended. Add the chicken and cook covered on low until the meat is tender, 3 to 4 hours. Remove from the slow cooker. When cool enough to handle, shred the meat with the 2 forks. Mix the remaining buffalo wing sauce and ranch salad dressing together and serve with the chicken. So now you have a buffalo chicken recipe here. 1 envelope of ranch salad dressing, 1 cup of buffalo wing sauce, 4 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves and 6 that are 6 ounces each, and a slow cooker. The third one is a lime taco chicken. It's going to use the breasts of chicken, plus lime juice, chili powder, frozen corn, and chunky salsa. Now this chicken, 4 boneless skinless breast halves with 6 ounces each, 3 tablespoons of lime juice, 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 cup of frozen corn, and 1 cup of chunky salsa. Place the chicken in a 3-quart slow cooker. Combine the lime juice and chili powder. Pour over the chicken. Cover and cook on low until the meat is tender, 5 to 6 hours. Remove the chicken, cool slightly, shred with 2 forks and return to the slow cooker. Stir in the frozen corn and salsa and cover and cook on low until heated through about 30 minutes. Now this lime taco chicken could be used, for instance, in a burrito bowl. It could be used in a lettuce wrap, scooping it up and putting it in bib lettuce as a sandwich. It could be stuffed into a pita with cucumber slices and sour cream. The previous recipe, the buffalo chicken, could be piled on an English muffin, topped with a slice of sharp cheddar, and broiled. And the chicken salad, as I said, could be made into a chicken salad sandwich, the chicken, lemon basil chicken. It could also be combined with pesto orzo, mixed with cooked orzo, cherry tomatoes, and jarred pesto. Those are some ways to use this chicken that you have prepared in your 3-quart slow cooker. Lemon basil chicken, buffalo chicken, lime taco chicken. Now, while we're on the subject of the slow cooker, let's look at a recipe. This was actually the cover recipe from this issue of Taste of Home magazine, which is, by the way, September-October 2017. And the recipe, it isn't chicken, it's actually pork, which is shown on the cover, shows what looks to be like pulled pork in a sandwich. And the official recipe is slow cooker char, CHARSIU, pork. This recipe comes from Karen in Kamula, Hawaii. She says, I base this juicy pulled pork on the Asian influence in Hawaii. It's tasty as is in a bun or spooned over rice. Now, this is going to use a 4-quart slow cooker. You're going to need honey and hoisin sauce, soy sauce and ketchup, garlic, minced fresh ginger root, Chinese 5-spice powder, boneless pork shoulder butt roast, chicken broth, and some fresh cilantro leaves. This is an 8-serving recipe. Now, the specific amounts, 1/2 cup each of honey and hoisin sauce, 1/4 cup each of soy sauce and ketchup, 4 garlic cloves minced, 4 teaspoons of minced fresh ginger root, 1 teaspoon of Chinese 5-spice powder, 1 boneless pork shoulder butt roast, 3 to 4 pounds, 1/2 cup of chicken broth, and fresh cilantro leaves. Combine the first 7 ingredients. That's the honey, hoisin sauce, soy sauce, ketchup, garlic, fresh ginger root, and the Chinese 5-spice powder. Combine those in a shallow dish. Add the pork roast. Turn to coat. Refrigerate overnight. Transfer the pork and the marinade to a 4-quart slow cooker. Cook, covered, 5 to 6 hours on low. Remove the pork. When cool enough to handle, shred meat. Skim the fat from the cooking juices. Stir in the chicken broth. Return the pork to the slow cooker and heat through. Top with fresh cilantro. Now, per serving, it's 392 calories, 18 grams of fat, 6 of those being saturated, and 31 grams of protein. The recipe makes 8 servings. So, again, what you'll need are the following ingredients. 1/2 cup each of honey and hoisin sauce. 1/4 cup each of soy sauce and ketchup, 4 garlic cloves minced, 4 teaspoons of minced fresh ginger root, 1 teaspoon of Chinese 5-spice powder, 1 boneless pork shoulder butt roast, 3 to 4 pounds, 1/2 cup chicken broth, and fresh cilantro leaves. Now, we're in that time of season when apples are coming into our grocery stores and we're finding them in farmers markets, so perhaps you've paid a visit to the apple orchard. And I'd like to share with you some apple recipes that come from this same issue of Taste of Home. Kristen Metcalf of Carleton, Massachusetts, is offering us a recipe of apples and banana bread. And she says, my children love to bake and eat all kinds of homemade banana bread. They can make this recipe all by themselves with just a little help from me to put it in the oven. Now, this recipe is a one loaf recipe, 16 slices. It will use the following ingredients: mashed ripe bananas, chopped peeled apples, granulated sugar, brown sugar, water, butter, all-purpose flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt, sweetened shredded coconut, caramel sundae syrup, and sea salt. Now, these are the specific amounts. 1 1/2 cups of mashed ripe bananas. That's about 2 to 3 medium-sized bananas. 1 1/2 cups of chopped peeled apples. That's about 2 medium-sized apples. 1/2 cup of granulated sugar. 1/2 cup of packed brown sugar. 2 tablespoons of water. 2 tablespoons of butter melted. 1 1/2 cups all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1 teaspoon baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 1 cup sweetened shredded coconut. 1/2 cup caramel sundae syrup. And 1/4 teaspoon sea salt. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Combine the bananas, apples, sugar, and water. Stir in the melted butter. In another bowl, whisk the flour, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. Stir in the banana mixture and transfer to a greased and floured 9 by 5 inch loaf pan. Bake until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, about 50 to 60 minutes. Cool in the pan 10 minutes before removing to a wire rack to cool completely. Meanwhile, toast the shredded coconut, stirring occasionally in a shallow pan at 350 degrees until golden brown, about 4 to 6 minutes. Cool slightly. Mix the coconut with the caramel syrup and the sea salt and spread over the loaf. Now, one slice of this bread equals 187 calories, 4 grams of fat, 3 of them being saturated. There are 38 grams of carb, 26 grams of sugar, and 1 gram of fiber. Now, again, a reminder of the ingredients for the apples and bananas bread. 1 1/2 cups of mashed ripe bananas, that's 2 to 3. Bananas, 1 1/2 cups of chopped peeled apples, that's 2 medium apples, 1/2 cup each of granulated sugar and packed brown sugar, 2 tablespoons each of water and butter melted, 1 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 cup of sweetened shredded coconut, 1/2 cup of caramel sundae syrup, and 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt. Now, also in this magazine, I found a recipe for apple pumpkin upside down cake. This is from Christina, who lives in San Francisco. She says, "We love the combination of classic fall fruits in this yummy cake. I bake the apples on the bottom to keep them plump and moist, then flip the cake so that we can dig in. It's best served warm with vanilla ice cream or vanilla yogurt if you're eating it for breakfast." This is an 8-serving recipe. It uses eggs, softened butter, sugar, ground cinnamon, apples, canned pumpkin, all-purpose flour, baking soda, salt, buttermilk, and she says optional vanilla ice cream, but most people I know, for them, it's not optional. It will be needed. These are the specific amounts. 2 large eggs, 2 tablespoons plus 1/4 cup of softened butter, divided. 2 tablespoons plus 1/4 cup. 2 tablespoons plus 3/4 cup of sugar, divided. 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, divided. 2 medium apples, that's about 10 ounces, peeled and thinly sliced. 1/2 cup of canned pumpkin. 1 1/4 cups all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup buttermilk, and the optional vanilla ice cream. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Let eggs stand at room temperature 30 minutes. In a microwave, melt the 2 tablespoons of butter. Stir in 2 tablespoons of sugar and 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. Spread the mixture into a 9-inch pie plate. Arrange the apple slices in a single layer over the butter mixture. Cream the remaining butter and remaining sugar until light and fluffy. Beat in the pumpkin. Add the eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. In another bowl, whisk together the flour, baking soda, salt, and remaining cinnamon. Add to the cream mixture alternately with the buttermilk, beating well after each addition. Spread the batter evenly over the apples. Bake until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, 30 to 35 minutes. Loosen the sides of the cake from the pie plate with a knife. Cool for 10 minutes before inverting onto a serving plate. Serve warm and, if desired, with vanilla ice cream. Now, per serving, that's 278 calories, 2 grams of fat, 6 of them being saturated. There are 43 grams of carbs, 27 grams of sugars, 2 grams of fiber. Now, to repeat the ingredients, 2 large eggs, 2 tablespoons plus 1/4 cup of softened butter, divided. 2 tablespoons plus 3/4 cup sugar, divided. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, divided. 2 medium apples, about 10 ounces, peeled and thinly sliced. 1/2 cup of canned pumpkin. 1 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of buttermilk, and the optional vanilla ice cream. Now, for those of you who prefer something a little different than pumpkin, but like pumpkin, here's a recipe for sweet potato cream cheese bars. This comes from Debbie Glasscock of Conway, Arkansas, who is a field editor. She says, if you have a craving for something other than pumpkin, these bars are a scrumptious alternative. Make them ahead. They're even better after being refrigerated overnight. Now, this recipe makes 24 bars. It uses a package of white cake mix, chopped pecans toasted, cold butter cubed, cream cheese softened, sugar, large eggs divided, sweet condensed milk, cooked and mashed sweet potatoes, and pumpkin pie spice. Now, these are the specific amounts. One package of a white cake mix, regular size. 1 cup of chopped pecans, toasted. 1/2 cup of cold butter, cubed. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese, softened. 1/2 cup sugar. 3 large eggs, divided. 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, divided. 3 cups of cooked and mashed sweet potatoes. That's about 3 medium sweet potatoes. And 2 teaspoons of pumpkin pie spice. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Combine the cake mix and the pecans. Cut in the butter until crumbly. Press the mixture onto the bottom of a greased 13-by-9-inch baking dish. Beat the cream cheese, sugar, 1 egg, and 2 tablespoons of milk until smooth. Set aside. Stir together the mashed sweet potatoes, remaining eggs, remaining milk, and the pumpkin pie spice. Pour over the pecan mixture. Dollop the cream cheese mixture over the sweet potato mixture and cut through the cream cheese mixture with a knife to swirl it into the potato mixture. Bake until set and slightly golden on top, about 45 minutes. Allow to cool completely. Chill before cutting into bars. Now, each bar is 304 calories, 15 grams of fat, 7 of them being saturated, and there are 40 grams of carbs. These sweet potato cream cheese bars come under an article heading Stadium Sweets. It's a parking lot party, and these bars are scoring all the brownie points. Make them and take them for a win even before the game. So for those of you who do that tailgating at football games, this might be a good recipe. Debbie seems to think so. Again, the ingredients in these bars are the following. 1 package of white cake mix, regular size. 1 cup of chopped pecans, toasted. 1/2 cup of cold butter cubed. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup sugar, 3 large eggs divided, 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk divided, 3 cups of cooked and mashed sweet potatoes, about 3 medium, and 2 teaspoons of pumpkin pie spice. Finishing up here, thinking about it, what was your favorite school lunch? I asked this question a few weeks back. We had a couple of answers, and here are some more. Susan from Naruma, Texas says, my mouth still waters thinking about cheese enchiladas with chili gravy, beans, and rice. The lunch ladies in my high school made from scratch. That was a lot of enchiladas they had to roll by hand. Well, that's all the time we have for the Cook's Corner. This has been your reader, Barbara. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I would remind you, if there's anything you heard you'd like to have repeated, please contact us. We will be glad to help you with that. Until next time, have a great day.